Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Raftar ka, Guftar ka, Kirdar ka Alam. Jab se hai mere saamne Maulae kainat, darbar se poochhe koi darbar ka alam. Jab se hai mere saamne Maulae kainat, darbar se poochhe koi darbar ka alam. Jab se hua hai خالق-گلشن سے رابطہ, گلزار سے پوچھے کوئی گلزار کا عالم. شمش و قمر کی روشنی سب مانند پر گئی, جب سے ہے دیا اللہ نے انوار کا عالم. دیکھو تو عاشقوں کی ذرا شان دوستوں, رفتار کا, گفتار کا, کردار کا عالم. گر اتباع سنت نبوی, گر اتباع سنت نبوی کا ہو چلن, رفتار سے پوچھے کوئی رفتار کا عالم. جب حشر میں بخشیں گے گناہوں کو کرم سے, کیا ہوگا بلا آپ کی سرکار کا عالم. جب سے ہے میرے سامنے مولائے کائنات, دربار سے پوچھے کوئی دربار کا عالم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا, اما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Madda Zillul Rahmatul Alayh. Hazrat explains that as a person treads the spot of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and this reality comes in a person, that kayfiyat ihsan, which we have to reach, that a person becomes conscious all the time that Allah Ta'ala is with me. And the reality of this ayat, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى, don't you know Allah Ta'ala is with you, Allah is watching you all the time. Not we have to tread this path till we reach, and if we desire and we try to reach this condition, Allah Ta'ala out of His kindness at the time when we leave this world, Allah Ta'ala will make us reach that stage. But we have to realize that that is why we come in the company of the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, those who have got the special connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this is the real niyat we have to make, that oh Allah, that kayfiyat ihsan, that nur e taqwa etc. that you have placed in their heart, let it penetrate to my heart. And then Hazrat explains that if there, when that starts coming into a person, then automatically you'll see raftar ka, guftar ka, kirdar ka alam, that that person's world of his, even his walking on the, when he's walking on the road, the way he talks, the way he behaves, all that will be totally different. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained the whole ruku about the special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who have got this reality. Allah ta'ala says, وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ حَوْنًا. Now you see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibadur Rahman, the special servants of Rahman who have found out about Allah. Allah ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. You want to know who is Allah? Allah is that very, very great, merciful being who has given us life and take care of our life every split moment. Ask those who know about Allah, learn from them about Allah. Then you will see the signs of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They walk on the earth with total humbleness. And all the time they are conscious that Allah ta'ala is watching us all the time. So Hazrat explains here so beautifully that when will this condition come to a person? We have to carry on treading this path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, learn from the friends of Allah, and make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you do this, Hazrat says, you will see, jab se hai mere samne maulai kainat, darbar se poochhe koi darbar ka alam. That when now Allah ta'ala's presence has come in front of me all the time, that I know Allah is with me all the time, whether I'm walking, whether I'm sitting, whether I'm talking, it's not just the condition that I think in salah when I say Allahu Akbar, now I got kayfiyat ihsan. No, that condition has to be all the time. Wherever a person is, then ask that person, Allahu Akbar, the enjoyment of his gathering. His gathering is something else now. He has got a whole gathering, a whole parliament in his heart. And what enjoyment he is getting, because now he is in the company of the kings of kings. He is in the company of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wherever he goes, he is conscious, Allah Ta'ala is with me. And such a person's enjoyment, you can't explain. Hazrat says, jab se hua khali ke gulshan se raabta, gulzar se poochye koi gulzar ka alam. That when a person has now built his connection with Allah, and now he's got that special connection with the creator of the garden. Now he doesn't just look at the outward beauty of the flowers. Now he looks at the creator of those flowers. And as we learn from our Hazrat, then he realizes that look at that beautiful rain that came down. But it was colorless, it was tasteless, it was odorless. It came on the ground that was either black or brown. And it fell on that ground, but from that ground now, beautiful different colored flowers came out. Now he sees that, now understand, and now he realized, gulzar se poochhe, koi gulzar ka alam. Now ask the real, the garden, ask the gardener, what is the enjoyment of that garden now? Now you are seeing, not just the flowers, now you are seeing the creator of the flowers. And now you will enjoy that, your enjoyment of life is something else. Otherwise, like Hazrat says, that we see the beautiful picture of the creation of Allah, the beautiful sunrise, but no subhanallah comes out from my heart. No alhamdulillah comes out from my heart. But as we learn and we come here to open the heart, open the locks of the heart, and remove all the dirt, and the connection with Allah comes, now whatever you see is different. Now the whole world is different to you. It's a different enjoyment. And such enjoyment now you will get in your heart that Allah, that Hazrat further explains, shamsu wa kamar ki roshni sab maan par gayi jab se diya Allah ta'ala ne anwar ka alam. Now even the sun and the moon, it seems now they have become dumb because now what has come into your heart, Allah nurus samawati wal ard. That nur of Allah has now penetrated your heart as you make the zikr of Allah and consciously, and now you are conscious Allah is watching me, and you make a concerted effort to stay away from the disobedience of Allah, from darkness. Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ilan nur. Now Allah becomes your special friend, that Allah will be taking you out from all the different types of darknesses. And you'll see clearly that this is not the way I have to go. And Allah will bring us to the nur of the light of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Hazrat says, even the sun and the moon will be like dumb in front of you. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in front of them, the sun and the moon is like dumb. They are the real noor, and they are the real light on the face of the earth. As it is said so beautifully, that the noor of the star of the skies is the stars at night. At night you see the beautiful stars in the skies, and that is like bulbs that are shining. And what is the noor of the earth? The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they walk on the earth, they are walking with the noor of Allah, which is brighter than the sun and the moon, brighter than the stars. So Hazrat further explains that look at the condition of such people. Dekho to aashiqo ki zara shaan dosto, raftar ka, guftar ka, kirdar ka alam. Now see, O my friends, those who have got the true love of Allah ta'ala, the aashiqeen, those who are soaked in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their splendor is different. You will see how they walk. They are like kings, but they walk with total humbleness. They talk with total humbleness. They behave in such a humble way that you can see clearly that these are the people Allah has raised, because man tawaza lillahi rafa'ahu Allah. They have humbled themselves in the court of Allah. They know all the time Allah is with them. So they walk also, they are conscious. Not like myself, we just walk, we don't think how we are walking, what pace we are walking, how we are talking. All this a person is unmindful. But as you become mindful of Allah, now all these things you'll be mindful about all the time. And you'll be concerned. And still after that, a person will be making tawbah and istighfar. And all this will come how? You can only reach Allah and get the noor of Allah Rabbul Izzat if gar ittibai sunnati nabawi ka ho chalan, raftar se poochhe koi raftar ka alam. If you tread that path of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that beautiful way of life, now ask that person that is walking, ask the walkers what is the reality of the world of the person who is really walking according to the pace of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, a person walks in the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam all the time, conscious that is my way to Jannat. Naqsh-e qadam Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke hai Jannat ke raaste. Allah jalla jalalu se milate sunnat ke raaste. That how will we get connected to Allah? On the footsteps of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then a person will automatically make out that this is the friend of Allah. This is the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you walk in his path, in other words, you learn how to love that type of lifestyle, then see the enjoyment of your walking is different. Your whole life becomes a different enjoyment. And then you will see the climax of all this is that all the time they are worried and they got this reality in their mind. Jab hashar mein bakhshenge gunaho ko karam se, kya hoga bala aapki sarkar ka alam. That at the time of when we stand in the court of Allah, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. The friends of Allah, this kayfiyat ihsan, this consciousness that tomorrow I'm going to stand in the court of Allah. And when I have to control my passions and desires for the pleasure of Allah, when this reality comes, and now Allah Ta'ala that knows that this is my servant who tries, Allah Ta'ala just out of his kindness forgives a person, then what can you imagine, what is the enjoyment and what is the world of such a person, and the happiness of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam to see that my ummati has passed and now he has been forgiven by Allah Rabbul Izzat. So this is this whole exercise of coming for this majalis is not that we just come and we go and another week has passed, but myself I must see and check, is this reality coming into me? Is this consciousness that Allah Ta'ala is with me? And that I'll able to check, I'll start checking the way I walk, the way I talk, my habits, etc. And especially at home when I think I am the boss, but how do I behave? That is the reality, and all the time a person should be worried that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala must forgive us out of His kindness, and Allah Ta'ala raise us with the pious servants out of His sheer mercy and kindness.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Reading from the Kitab, Hayatul Muslimin, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayh. He has written 25 ruhs, 25 chapters by which a person's iman will be saved and the Muslims will come out of the problems. Ruh number one, Islam and Iman. Both the words Islam and Iman are used synonymously, together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily the true deen by Allah is Islam. Inna deena indallahi Islam. Whoever searches for a deen other than Islam, never will it be accepted from him. And in the akhirat, he will be ruined, whoever chooses any other religion. Another ayat Allah ta'ala says, whoever amongst you turns away from his deen, and then dies as a kafir, a disbeliever, his good deeds will be ruined in this world and the year after. Such people are the inmates of the fire. Therein they will remain forever. The ruin of one's deeds in this world is the nullification of one's nikah. By coming out from Islam, the murtad's wife falls out of his nikah. He is also deprived of inheritance. He will not inherit in the estate of any Muslim. After death, there is no janazah salah for him. The ruin of one's deeds in relation to the year after is the everlasting residence in Jahannam. So lost in the dunya also and in the year after. If a murtad, one who renounced Islam, returns to the fall of Islam, he will have to renew his nikah with the woman who was previously his wife. This renewal will be with her consent and approval. If she refuses, it cannot be imposed on her and she cannot be compelled to marry him. Allah Ta'ala says, O people of Iman, believe in Allah, His Rasul, in the kitab which He has revealed to His Rasul, and in those kitabs which were revealed before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever commits kufr, that is disbelieves in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, and with the day of Qiyamah, verily he has gone far astray. Undoubtedly those who were first Muslims, then became kafir, then again Muslims, then again kafir, have gone multiplying in kufr. Allah will never forgive such people, nor will He show them the road of Jannah. It is a person who is playing with his iman. One day he is a Muslim, one day he is not a Muslim. Another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, verily those who rejected our laws, soon we will enter them into a dreadful fire. Therein the condition will be such that when the skins have become scorched and burnt out, we will immediately replace the skin so that they suffer the punishment forever. Verily Allah is most powerful and most wise. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala says, those who have adopted iman and practice righteousness, soon we will enter them into such paradises under which rivers flow. They will dwell therein forever. Therein will be pure wives for them. We will enter them into a dense state of coolness. In these ayat, some of the bounties of Jannah for the people of Islam and some of the terrors and hardships of Jahannam I mentioned for the rejecters of Islam. Other verses in a hadith explain these in greater detail. O Muslims, the life of this world is insignificant. If you remain steadfast on Islam, irrespective of whether you have to suffer some hardship, the comforts and luxuries which you will experience and enjoy immediately after death will remove the memory of any difficulty or hardship which you have undergone here on earth. If, however, due to some evil motive, greed, fear of hardship, you turned away from Islam, then Allah forbid, you will experience and suffer such terror and punishment immediately after death that you will forget whatever comfort and luxury you had enjoyed here on earth. You will never be able to escape that misfortune and dread which will overtake you after death. Hence, a person with the least amount of understanding will not renounce Islam for the sake of even the kingdom of the whole world. O Allah, grant, guide our brethren and strengthen their intelligence. Ruh number two, acquisition of and imparting dini knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslimin. Seeking of dini knowledge is farz on every Muslim. This hadith proves that it is obligatory upon every Muslim, male and female, rich and poor, city dweller and villager, to seek dini knowledge. Acquisition of dini knowledge is not confined to the medium of the Arabic language. It can either be acquired through Arabic books or non-Arabic books, or by inquiring from reliable ulama, or by listening to the lectures of reliable lecturers and qualified lecturers. Women who are unable to read and cannot reach any alim should, through the agency of their menfolk, inquire from the ulama about their dini requirements. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Zar, if you go anywhere to learn one ayat of the Quran, it is better for you than 100 zakat of nafal salah. If you go anywhere to acquire one law, one matra, it is better for you than this is supposed to be one chapter. It is better for you than performing 1,000 rakats nafal salat, irrespective of whether you practice on it or not. Ibn Majah. The immense value and significance of daily knowledge are manifest from this hadith. Some people feel that knowledge without practice is futile. This view is wrong, because the hadith says very clearly the great merit of acquiring deen knowledge, even if one did not practice in accordance. There are three reasons for the great significance of knowledge, even if a person doesn't practice. Number one, knowledge prevents one from going astray because of the realization of the truth. This in itself is a great treasure. Number two, knowledge of the deen will inshallah induce one to act in accordance with it sometime or late or the other. Inshallah, a man of knowledge will someday obtain the tawfiq to make amal, to practice according to what knowledge he has got. And number three, knowledge enables one to instruct others in the truth. One in possession of deen knowledge is in a position to impart that knowledge, thereby getting the disseminating the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This too is of great merit and of tremendous sawab. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the noblest charity is that a Muslim acquires some knowledge of the deen, then impart it to a Muslim brother. Inshallah, we will continue from here.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wa qala rabbukum ud'uni astajib lakum innal ladhina yastakbiruna an ibadati sayadkhuluna jahannama dakhirin. وقال تعالى وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء مخ العبادة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Of the great, great favors and ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, one very great favor He has blessed each one of us with. Whether we are learned or not learned, whether we are wealthy or poor, whoever we are, male or female, the weapon of dua, and the great ibadat of dua. And it's also usually the case that what is so great and what is so beneficial, we are so much oblivious and unmindful of it. Like the kalima, la ilaha illallah, that is such a great, great ni'mat, the greatest ni'mat, iman's ni'mat. But we don't really appreciate it. We don't think of it. How much do we make the zikr of it? Even with unmindfulness, just repeating it, that is also very great. But we actually should do it with thinking, what a great, great ni'mat this is. Similarly, all the other great ni'mats, namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, all these are great, great ni'mats, tilawat of Quran Sharif, just Surah Fatiha alone, what a great ni'mat, durood Sharif. So all these are great, great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, but unfortunately, we generally are unmindful of it. Yes, dunya's ni'mat, I got a very nice car, I got a very nice house, a very good job, income I've got, that we will appreciate. That we will think really it's a ni'mat. We will think of it. We will make shukr also, hopefully. Usually that shukr also is such a great ibadat. We are negligent of shukr also. So anyway, amongst all these great ibadats which Allah has given us is the ibadat of dua. And for dua, like other ibadats like shukr also, there is no time fixed for it. There are times when du'as are much more readily accepted. Like for example, after farz namazes, we should try and with attention make du'a. Usually we just take it customarily. And we just just lift up our hands and wipe our faces and finish. And those namazes which have got sunnat mu'akkada after them, zuhr, maghrib and isha, there the du'a should be short. Though it should be short, but rather it should be comprehensive. Little bit, but we should ask a lot. So we should think of those du'as where the words are little, but we are asking a lot. like Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. We have asked so much. Allah has been so kind. What du'as also He has taught us. And in du'as also, we should try, especially when we are taking out our time for du'as, that to first of all, praises of Allah Ta'ala. And according to the time we have got, according to that, we should say words of the praises of Allah Ta'ala. If we don't know much more, then Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That is also very great. You can read Surah Fatiha also. And we should try and learn also, just as we heard, to acquire deeni knowledge is a farad upon us. So we should try and learn certain words, certain du'as, formulas, and especially those that have come in the hadith. And then there are many which great buzurg have said, and the value of it is also very great. After that, durood sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, according to the time available, according to that, proportionately our durood sharif, and then tawbah and istighfar. We ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, and that also such beautiful words the Quran Sharif has taught us. Such beautiful formulas, which it appears that from the words of the Buzurgani Deen, we just repeat those words and inshallah Allah will forgive us. Allah bring it that we say it with the reality, that is the actual thing. But even just the words also are extremely valuable. As Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that dunya's words, they don't have value in them until the reality is there. Like a person reads the Wazifa Ka, you know, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, no Ka is going to be come there for him. But on the other hand, words like Shaitan, Qarun, we read it in the Quran, as part of the Quran. They are names of bad people, but we will get sawab on that also. So on that also there is reward. So the du'as also, and our shaykh rahimahullah, Allah reward him tremendously. And all our mashayikh say, the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, no matter what, how much of ghaflat also a person takes the name of Allah, it will have effect. But of course, we must try that we don't say it with ghaflat, we say it with mindfulness, with attention. We say, then how much more? So deen, everything has got so much of value. Dunya's things which don't really have value. But for that, we appreciate, we think of it much more. We think of it as great, great ni'mat. So dua. Then after that, we should ask Allah Ta'ala. And asking Allah Ta'ala, we also will find that many times, we lift up our hands and now we don't know what to ask Allah Ta'ala. Because like we are living comfortably, Allah has given us everything, but Allah give us tawfiq. The real things to ask are the ni'mats of deen. We ask for, or we ask of Allah, we ask Him Himself that He becomes ours. And that we are all in need of. And none of us know whether Allah, we have got Allah in our lives. So we beg of Allah, and we tell Allah, we will try our best to become yours, but you of your own, you become ours. And Allah is such, we beg Him. We are beg for the rida, for the that Allah be pleased with us. The zaat of Allah, that He becomes ours. As our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, if a person hasn't asked Allah Ta'ala for anything besides His being, that He becomes ours, we have asked for everything. Because once Allah is ours, everything is ours. And if we ask for everything else, but we did not ask of Allah for Himself, then we have asked for nothing. So we should try to ask Allah Ta'ala, He becomes ours, His rida. Then our maghfirah. Many of us, we feel that we are all right, we got no gunas. But really, if we have to analyze and realize, and this is also the mercy of Allah, that Allah opens a person his condition, his reality before his mort. At the time of mort, reality will open to a person. And he will see what his condition. On the day of Qiyamah, all Iqra' Kitabak. The Kitab will be given to a person. Yes, all your record of deeds. And many of us will be so shocked that the things that we forgot which we had done. And many times also a person does something and he doesn't really know the reason why he's doing it. In his mind he's sincere. Like it is written of Shaitan that when Allah Ta'ala had told Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to live in Jannat and the earth was occupied by jinnat, but they caused lot of havoc, lot of trouble they caused. So Allah exiled them and banned them and sent them to the mountains, jungles, etc. Then the Malaika interceded for Shaitan, Azazir, because he was not causing all this havoc amongst them. He was making lot of Allah's ibadah. So they interceded for him that he must be kept with them. And Allah Ta'ala agreed. He was staying with the Malaika. And he was making so much of ibadah that on the surface of the earth, it is said there isn't a span of earth, one hand span, where he did not make sajda. 100% in the obedience of Allah. But afterwards it came out that all this he was doing, he also did not realize it. He was doing all this to get the khilafat of the earth, which Allah was destined to give to Adam alayhi salam. And when Allah gave it to Adam alayhi salam, then all this came out. And he went against Adam, he became the enemy of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He refused to make sajda also. So sometimes we do something, and like ibadat also we do, but our object may be something else. So we don't know, so we have to make. And as Maulana Jafar Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatum, explained very beautifully, that everyone wants kashf, that Allah shows him things which others cannot see. He said the greatest kashf is that your own condition opens on you. And it comes in the riwayat that very fortunate is that person to whom Allah opens his own condition. Today I want to know the secrets of other people. I want to know your own secrets. Worry about ourselves, what my condition is. What is the condition of my iman today? What is the condition of my namaz? What is the condition of my wuzu, my istinja, my rozas? Everything we have to know. So we ask Allah for all this, that, oh Allah, you correct all this. So all our deeny things, really, there are so many things to ask. We normally will think of asking Allah that, and we will be told, and we will also think when there's an illness. I am ill, somebody in the family is ill, now we will make dua, we will tell other people make dua. Allah save us, a person got financial problems. Now we think of making dua. Or any other problem, wife is not being obedient, children have causing a problem in the family, then we think of duas. But from our dini aspect, seldom do we think that we have to make duas also. And duas are very important. So dua is a great, great weapon. And especially in these times now, what the ummah is going through, we should be, as we try to explain, that the present condition of the ummah, try a little bit to find out. We don't have to find out all the details, but at least so much that it gets us worried, concerned. It's part of the ummah, Delhi, all the Muslims in UP, in Syria, many other places, the Chinese Muslims, what they're going through, all this. And also this virus that is going around, for that also we should make dua, that Allah removes it from mankind. There are so many things to make dua for, and especially for the ummah. So we should try and give some more time. So one is after farz namazes, then between adhan and takbir, those duas are also not refused. Allah accepts those duas also. Then duas like tahajjud time also. Then there are many other times also when duas are readily accepted. So these times we should try and capitalize on them and make lot of duas. In Jum'ah, there is a time when duas are readily accepted. Ulama say that it is most probably between the two khutbahs, or between Asr and Maghrib, more closer on to Maghrib. Now, every day, just before Maghrib, 2-3 minutes, 5 minutes, we should try and spend in dua. And especially on a Friday. A Friday, after between, just before Maghrib, we should try and spend our time in duas. And we should ask Allah. We have got to ask of our welfare in this dunya, of our children, of our progeny, of our deen, our dunya, our akhirat. And we should try and beg of Allah when we ask Allah Ta'ala. We shouldn't be in an unmindful state, that we like a sing song, or we just rattling off du'as. That is also, the inshallah, there is benefit in there. But let us, our mind be in that du'a, and we concentrate. Then we will also realize that for du'a, we need a lot of mental strength also. And the strength of the heart also. And our ruh, that also has to be strong. And that becomes strong with all our ibadat. After namaz, then du'as will be more accepted. After tilawat of Quran Sharif, du'as are more accepted. So we try and make 2 rakats of namaz, and we try and make du'a to Allah Ta'ala, and we beg of Allah for all our needs. So whatever conditions we've got, today very common also we will experience. Somebody tells us about a close family member also has passed away, but no words of du'as will be made. No thought of isal sawab. We speak, tell somebody is ill, we just give news. But du'a, which is the required thing, we don't make du'a. Allah, we should try and bring this and make it alive. We shouldn't be shy to speak about it also. That I'm making dua, you also make dua. That our sister has passed away, mother has passed, uncle has passed away, whoever it is. That we read 3 times, Qulhu Allah, pass the sawabs. This is going to help. Just as news items, we are passing it around. What is that going to really help? News is news. We need that news. But then the du'as. And the problems that people are facing generally in the world, basically, as the Quran Sharif has explained, it is because our deeni weakness that we have got. We're not performing namaz, for example, and our lifestyle has become almost alien to Islam, a complete different type of lifestyle. We sat down, for example, for breakfast one time recently. And when we sat down, so I asked the sajis, I told them, see, he has a plate here, in the plate is a bowl. Next to it is a small plate, next to it is a bowl. Then there is a teaspoon, then there is a tablespoon, then there is a fork. So already about 7-8 utensils. And we are happy, we're sitting down on the ground, so we are following sunnah. We are happy, I got a beard, I got a topi, so we are following sunnah. But we are so far from the sunnah. All our whole lifestyle. And to have love of the sunnah and to practice the sunnah. We are happy just because we got topi, amama, kurta, etc. So I mean sunnah. But really if we go and see, we are still very far from this. Shukr on this, that what it is. We should make a lot of shukr. And for all this also, we should make dua. That the understanding we have. And then we beg of Allah. And how much we will turn to Allah, so much Allah will open these things to us. So these du'as are very, very important. And especially during these days now, when these difficult conditions, alhamdulillah, many masjids, they are reading Qunut Nazila, which is very important. And that also, Allah give us all tawfiq. It shouldn't be like a sing song or like a nice little tune in there. We are begging Allah. And a dua is a dua where you like begging, crying to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is so merciful and kind that He has said, if you can't cry, just make yourself like your face. Make your voice like you are crying. Make your face like you are crying. And Allah, Arhamur Rahimeen, He has told us. And He knows we are pretending. And He told us to pretend. But He says, even that I will accept. So how merciful is not Allah Ta'ala? And then if we're still not using dua, and we also should be aware, perhaps we are not so much aware, but the non-Muslims are aware. Some many years ago, the Jews, they asked the Saudis to ban the Qunut Nazila to be made in the Haramain. They know the value of dua. So they asked it to be banned, and they should have the Imam's person read Qunut Nazila. They know the value, unfortunately we don't know. Many times we have heard crooks, robbers who come in the house, and when somebody is reading, they warn them not to read.
they also know that reading what you are reading, that is going to have an effect. Allah make it that we know the value of this grade. And dua is free of charge. Doesn't cost us anything whatsoever. Again there, unfortunately, what we have to pay for, and we have to pay quite a bit for it. And what is difficult, those things appeal to us. And our deen, which is straight, la ilaha illallah, straightforward, and to understand it also straightforward, and then to do it also, to repeat la ilaha illallah, so valuable. La ilaha illallah makes our iman strong. La ilaha illallah makes our connection with Allah. La ilaha illallah takes a person immediately out of Jahannam and puts him into Jannah. Hey, la ilaha illallah, you are in the wrath and anger of Allah. Immediately you become the favorite and beloved of Allah Ta'ala. So all these things. So dua Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah give us, if we can get up to Hajj time, what to say. And there also, proportionate, we should try and work out our time. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, how much time we're giving to tahajjud, then about so much time we should give for duas also. So there also, then we try and engage in our duas. And we should try also our best that we are fresh when we make duas. Not that we are like half sleepy, groggy, for that also make dua. That Ya Allah, when it's time for me to make dua, let me be fresh. And let me pay my full attention, and then let me make dua. And in dua, people are wise, and how they ask also. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said that one person asked Allah Ta'ala, he said, oh Allah, as great and as big as you are, shower so much of your forgiveness upon me, and shower so much of your mercy upon me. In duas, when person engages anything, one time, very long ago, Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came for one of our ijtimaas, and Haji Bhai Padi at that time, at meal time, some type of a drink there was, a new type which was invented. So he said, now see how they have made this drink. So Mufti Sahib said, they work in that field, so Allah opens on them, on their mind in that field. We work on deen, Allah will open for us on the matters of deen. So they are doing for our dunya, but we must do for our deen and for their deen. Today, our duty and responsibility in the world as being the deputy of Allah on the earth is to see to all the affairs of the world running properly and to use the time of dunya for our akhirah. So generally the kuffar have seen to the things of this dunya. Cars they are making, all the technology. We pass any village, a small little shanty area also, we'll see there is electricity, there is running water there, all those things those people have got. But and our duty really as Muslims, that we were to supply Iman and Islam. But we have failed miserably. They have made our house, as our Buzurg told, who came in Jamaat also, that your workers and helpers in the house, they shine your toilets for you, keep them spick and span, but you couldn't shine their hearts with Iman, with La ilaha illallah. We are paying them, alhamdulillah, that's on their plate. But the real thing we should be giving is and when we're not giving them, then it's going out of us also. And we also today, we are more interested of becoming also professionals, which was like sort of their department. Instead of our department of working more on deen and giving them deen. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this dua, which is a very, very great, great weapon, you call it, a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah gave it to us, and we can call upon Allah at any time, wherever we are, and we don't have to lift our hand. Just from our heart, there is an emergency. We're taking somebody to the hospital, but we should not be unmindful of dua. We should be making duas. We are on our way, and we can be making duas. We can ask somebody else to make duas, and we should try. Like alhamdulillah, Allah give. Before it was even more. Whenever ijtima takes place, then a jamaat of 2-3 people, they should send to Makkah Sharif for dua jamaat. And till now also, they appoint, like even Jamaat go in Kasht, one Jamaat will stay, one person at least will stay for Dhikr in the masjid. For dua, Dhikr, that they are making all the efforts, but the reality will only come when Allah will shower His mercy. So we need somebody to be asking. And we find like great buzurgs, they had appointed, especially times of difficulty, appointed people exclusively just to make dua. And they take turns in making dua. So dua is a great, great ni'mat of Allah. Allah, let us all understand it and use it and make dua. Whenever any, and at the moment we know what is happening in the ummah, we should be devoting time for dua. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.